The adventure continues. In addition to the fact that today is the first Friday of the month, and we honor the requests of our Lord Jesus Christ to St. Mark Mary Alacoque that Catholics should go to Mass and Communion on this day. Of course, making sure that they're not in the state of mortal sin. That goes without saying. It is also the Friday before Passiontide. This evening and tomorrow, all the images on the altar and in the back of the church shall be draped in purple to signify that we are very, very near to the sacred mysteries of our salvation. And what people don't realize, whether it be of Christ or the Blessed Mother, in a week we shall celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, or whether it be for her priests, that the work of salvation is extremely difficult and extremely painful for those who carry it out. And I certainly can assure you of that. In addition, today is a feast of a great bishop and doctor of the church. He is from one of those families where basically the whole family has been canonized. It is a feast of Saint Isidore of Seville. He is the brother of Saint Leander of Seville, and his sister is canonized. Another brother is canonized. So the whole family is taken up to the glories of heaven. And in fact, he was given a great gift from the Blessed Mother when, during the Vespers of one of her feast days, she brought down from Jesus a beautiful vestment and put it over his shoulders and said, "This is from my son for you having honored me." For those who say that if you honor the Blessed Mother, that's wrong, or that's not right, or that it's taking away from Jesus, that is more than enough proof. Now, St. Isidore lived in the 6th century. That's a long, long time ago. And so we see that it has been the teaching of the Church from time immemorial that when we honor Mary, we honor her Son, Jesus Christ. You cannot take away from Jesus Christ. Whoever thinks that is an idiot. You can only add, when you praise his creatures, including the Blessed Mother, the Holy and Immaculate Conception, the sorrowful heart of Mary, you are praising the Creator, who is Jesus Christ. And when you have someone who is as close to him as she was, there can be no closer, then you have to honor him. And so today we honor all these wonderful things as we celebrate this first Friday, the last during this season of Lent, the last before the holy season of Passiontide, when we are supposed to double our prayers, double our penances, double everything that we do or think we do. And of course, penances are not the things that we do for everybody to see and see how holy we are. That is poppycock. Penances are the things that we know that internally we do for the love of Christ, for the love of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.